Well, howdy, y'all. Eastern's here now. And I'm your host, Jesse Steele.
Sometimes I just have to do accent. It's the actor in me. You're going to catch weird stuff all the time. You know, if you've been listening from day one, I'm sure you've heard me singing and doing voices. It's just kind of who I am. You know, I'll break into Kermit the Frog one of these days with a banjo. You'll see how that goes. So, anyway, what's up for the news today? There is not a lot, but that's pretty much how it goes around here. Remember to stay tuned at the end of the interview, or end of the podcast, rather, for the rest of the interview with Bishop Union School District Superintendent Katie Kolker. And we speak about how the kids are handling the masking mandates and, you know, staying in school and trying to remain staying in school, as well as the numbers of how many kids are absent, at least to the best of her knowledge, and what's going to happen in the future with school and all this mandating and stuff. So make sure you stick around to the end of the podcast for that. So the first thing's foist here, which isn't much. Let's start with this because it's quick and easy. So Mammoth Chamber Power Lunch has moved to a Zoom format. The virtual power lunch, Tuesday, January 18th, will start 2022 off right by learning some of the challenges that businesses and organizations face in today's connected and online world. Join Nate Greenberg, Director of Information Technology for Mono County and the Town of Mammoth Lakes, to discuss the most pressing areas of information security which threatens us and what we can do to better understand the risks, safeguard against them, and educate ourselves to protect against cyber attacks. And due to increasing community spread of COVID-19, they've decided to move the power lunch to a Zoom format. So go get yourself a Lunchable or something like that. Break it out. Turn off the video and the noise because nobody wants to hear that. And hang out and listen to some of that information. It actually sounds like it's really interesting. You can register at the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce online, or you can go to Eastern's Here Now, where we have a link at the bottom. Register here for the power lunch. So we have another obituary. I'm really starting to not like this job because of that. But you just take the positive out of it, and we're getting the chance to hear about some amazing individuals that lived pretty great lives. Then you can switch the narrative a little bit. You know what I mean? That's the easy way to do it. So Don Carlos Castleberry was born in Tucson, Arizona, to Holly Anita Davenport and Don Carlos Castleberry. He had two brothers, Bill and Charles, and a sister, Dorothy. He was preceded in death by his parents, two brothers, and sister, and one daughter, Donna. He was married to his loving wife, Judy Anderson Speed, March 30th, 1985. He is survived by his wife, Judy, his sons, Clifton, and wife, Marianne, son, Bill, and daughter, Patty Brower, and stepsons, Randy and Melody Speed, Ronnie and Christina Speed, Russell and Linda Speed, Rodney and Jenny Speed, and Rick and Leah Speed, along with numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Don joined the Army when he was 16 and went on to serve in the 82nd Airborne, the Navy, as well as the Air Force. He retired from the Air Force when he turned 60 as a Senior Chief Master Sergeant. He loved the service and was not ready to retire. He went on with his civil service job and retired from China Lake Naval Weapons Center in 2001, then moved up to Big Pine, California, where he purchased Dalton Appliance and worked that for several years. Don was a lifetime member of the American Legion Post 457 in Big Pine. While there, he served as commander, first vice, treasurer, adjunct, and boys state chairman for several years, which he dearly loved. Don liked people and always strived to make everyone feel welcome in his home. He was a great husband and a very family-oriented man. He will be dearly missed by all. His interment will be held at the East Line Street Cemetery in Bishop, California, on January 8th at 11 a.m. graveside, with a refreshment following afterward at the Calvary Baptist Church with Pastor Rick Klug, along with the American Legion of Bishop. They will be officiating the services. Sounds like a pretty great man. Our condolences to his friends and family. I'm just going to say it. You know who has great pizza? Giovanni's Pizza in Mammoth. You've heard me say it before, but it's because it's true. I don't say things that aren't true on here. Giovanni's is fantastic. Their Gio's Pizza is awesome. Just a regular pizza is awesome. You know what? I'm one of those weirdos that likes Hawaiian. You know, there's some of us out there, and, you know, more power to you. I might have to say that's my favorite pizza. You know, and that's weird. I probably just lost 12 subscribers because of that. But it's true. There's just something about Hawaiian pizza that I love. I'd never actually had Gio's Hawaiian pizza, and I got one recently, and it was like, wow, this is really dang good. So, more power to you. If you can put pineapple on a pizza and make it good, then you're a friend of mine. You hear that, Victoria? So, head on down to Gio's. They don't just have pizza. They've got all sorts of food, from salads to just all sort of Italian food. Drinks. We all need our drinks. So, you know, head into Gio's, get some pizza, get some lasagna, get some spaghetti, get something like that, and check that place out. Giovanni's Restaurant and Bar in Mammoth Lakes. You know, one thing I'd like to point out, I'm basically just waiting to click on this website. There we go. We, Eastern Sierra Now, have a Patreon page. We've gone over this a couple days ago. Patreon is a play on words for patron. Patron came from olden times when you had playwrights and artists and musicians. And they couldn't afford to do these things on their own plus pay bills. So a patron was a wealthy citizen, sometimes even up the chain of royalty, who were so into that person's artwork that they paid all of their bills and living expenses for them so they could do nothing but create more artwork. That is where the term patron comes from, and that's what that means. So Patreon is a website that does exactly that. You can help Eastern Sierra Now keep local news going strong, local entertainment, local information, art, everything that's going on through Eastern Sierra Now, which we are growing and growing with Instagram, YouTube. We've been filming local musicians and posting that so that there's a venue for local musicians to get their work out there locally, you know, and that sort of thing. So this is your chance to help support all of that locally. You go to patreon.com, look for Eastern Sierra Now. You also can get a link to it from our webpage, from our YouTube, from our Facebook. It's all over the place. There are multiple tiers. So what a tier means is different levels of patronage. So if you want to pay $5 a month, you're going to get these benefits and the thrill of knowing that you are helping keep local news alive and well in the Eastern Sierra. Benefits could be everything from you get a Eastern Sierra Now sticker to your name gets mentioned at the end of every podcast. You move up from there. We do a $20 tier. That's going to get you those same benefits plus more, like say an Eastern Sierra Now t-shirt, as well as the ability to ask questions that I can look up for you. You always wanted to know, you know, why is the horse red on Allen Outdoor and Feed? Well, I can go find that out. That gives you the chance to ask me questions that I will go find out for you. Or if we know there's a big interview coming up, like today with Katie Kolker, maybe there was a question you wanted to ask her. Well, if you're a patron on the $20 tier, you can send me those questions and I will ask them. So that's how these tiers work. There's a $100 tier. There's more. It depends on what you want to do and how you want to help us succeed, because it does take a lot of effort and a lot of money to make this go. And at this point, it's 100% based on advertising, but sometimes people don't have a business to advertise. I've had multiple people come to me in the last couple of weeks saying they just wanted to give me $50. They just wanted to give me $100. They really like what we're doing here at Eastern Sierra Now, and they want to help support. Well, here's your chance to do that on a more regular basis. So head over to patreon.com or find the link on any of our platforms and sign up for however much you want to help. Every little bit helps. It takes a lot to do this. And so every little bit helps us make this happen so we can keep local news and entertainment alive and well in our community. Thank you. So the last little story before we get to the rest of the interview with Katie Kolker is also from the Bishop Broncos. And that is the boys varsity soccer team took home a big win yesterday. They traveled to California City and they won 9-4. The Broncos were scheduled to have a home game on Thursday, by the way, against the Boron Bobcats, but as of right now, that has been canceled. If we hear anything else, we'll tell you by tomorrow, but chances are it's canceled. So the Broncos' next game will be Tuesday, January 18th at Kern Valley. So that's a travel game. Here are some stats from tonight's game against the Ravens, which was yesterday's game, by the way. Number 11, Santana, had 5 goals and 2 assists. 26, Sandoval, 1 goal, 2 assists. Number 20, Gonzalez, 1 goal. 22, Solario, 1 goal. 19, Ramirez, 1 goal, 1 assist. Number 7, Esparza, 2 assists. And number 3, Del Giudice, 1 assist and 1 yellow. So, thank you from assistant coach Dominic John. And we're trying out a new format for our sports on the website. So check it out in the next couple of days. Coach John here is going to be helping me with that. We are trying out a format where the coaches can not only put in all of this information I just gave you very simply at the game, they can upload pictures from the game, they can upload video, they can upload audio if they want to talk about how the game went. We're trying to make this really simple for Eastern Sierra now, so coaches will want to just really quick get it out of the way, get it sent to us, and we can get you the sports information that you want right away. So, speaking of right away, I am ready to hear the rest of our interview with Superintendent Kolker. So, speaking of kids, how are the kids handling this? I mean, with the masks and the, you know, everything that's new. It's not just go to school and do your thing anymore. You know, it's got to be a little bit different and hard for them, even just mentally. You know, this is, has to be crazy. So, how are the kids holding up?
Well, kids are resilient. Kids are more resilient than adults, I have found. And they will roll with the punches better than we even expect. And I would say, as far as the masks go, that's just how we do school this year. That hasn't changed since we needed to operate during the pandemic. And so while there might be a couple outliers that still get frustrated by that requirement, I would say the vast majority have accepted it as just that's how we get to go to school. And so I don't see that as a issue on our campuses on a regular basis recently.
Yeah.
And we've gotten feedback from students at all levels that they're just appreciative schools open because they know that in other areas or they have friends in other communities and they don't get the opportunity to be in seat as much as we do here in Bishop. So I think there's a general appreciation that, okay, this isn't ideal, but at least my school's open every day and I get to go to class and see my friends and get to see my teachers in person.
Yeah.
So I would say that is the majority response from kids. And many, you know, the majority of our population in Bishop do qualify for free and reduced meals, which means they are low income. And many of those students benefit from having a stable place to go every day, 2 regular meals every day, adults and support systems and resources that they wouldn't otherwise have access to. So just another reason why it's super important to be there for them when times are hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, speaking along the same lines of like kids being resilient and stuff, like the basketball game today. So Cal City couldn't, I guess you'd say, field a team, even though it's court. You know, do you court a team? That sounds like you're trying to marry a basketball team.
I don't know.
Anyway, they couldn't do it. So that sucks. You know, that has to be terrible for the kids that are out there practicing all the time. So that it's especially 2 years ago, but even last year, the disappointment has to be awful for these kids when, you know, a lot of kids live for sports. That's what they do. And so that's got to be really hard for these guys. And so to be resilient and move forward is, you got to commend them for that.
Totally.
So I know you probably don't have the information in front of you because I believe I caught you at home. what are just an average, you know, guesstimation of what are the numbers of absences that you've been dealing with because of the new Omicron variant coming through, especially right now coming back from the winter break?
Yeah, I do know we have a lot of absences. I don't have numbers in front of me. I know it's higher than normal, and a lot of families are doing the right thing by keeping their kids home if they're sick, whether it's COVID related or not. And as we all well know, there's plenty of folks out there that feel like they might have the cold or the flu, and then it ends up turning COVID positive as well. So I respect those families for making those choices. There's others that have chosen to do independent study for the short term, which is also an option for all of our families. So our class sizes are much lower these last couple of weeks than what's typical. And hopefully those will bounce back in the near future when our community gets a handle on this.
Okay. Well, good. You know, that's staying home is what's important. Being healthy is what's important, because you can catch up on your homework if you're gone for a couple of days. But if you give 10 other kids, you know, something, that's not going to be great.
Just stay home if you're sick, get better, and then come back when you're healthy. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, good. What's the future look like for BUHS?
For BUSD?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I know you did. I mean, obviously, all of us would love a more normal school year and a more normal learning environment. And that's the hope for the near future. When that happens, none of us can really tell. But my guess is, based on the public health guidance that recently came out, is that they're beginning to relax some of the protocols for schools. Mm-hmm. And so as long as the variants that come along continue to be less severe, and less people are hospitalized and severely impacted from this, the more normal we can get. So that's the hope, that we could focus on student learning rather than the pandemic and spend our energy on that.
Where it should be. Yeah.
It's where it should be.
Exactly. Okay, well, that's all great news, and I'm glad to see that these kids are in good hands. And, you know, hopefully, if the area can keep the variants down and stuff, then we don't have to go to a place where we're even put in a position to possibly be shut down. So that's, you know, that, and there's nothing you can do about that, but hopefully, you know, people will pay attention and we'll get to keep our kids in school, because that's what's important.
Yeah, I feel like that's the priority. And if other things need to slow down so that schools can stay open, that's where we should be putting our energy. That should come first.
Absolutely. 100% agree. All right. Well, Katie, thank you for talking to me. And
you're so welcome.
Yeah. If I have any other questions, I'll give you a call another time.
Okay, Jesse. You take care. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. All right. Thanks for that, Colker. Always a pleasure to talk to her. Ray of sunshine, that one. Is doing such a great job down there. And regardless of what side you stand on the vaccine issues and the masking issues and stuff, the point is exactly what we said there. It's about the kids. It's about the safety of the kids and what is the utmost best situation for them to be in. Using the rules in place. You know, you can't go to Superintendent Colker and say, I disagree with masks, they need to take them off. It's not up to her. It's up to the county. It's up to the state. So what she has to do is take what's given to her and find the best way to make it work. So she is actually the middleman, the in-between, and the good guy. So every time you get pissed, remember that. It's not her fault. She is helping you. So, you know, luckily she is the person that she is. I know her pretty well. So, she's an amazing person, as are all of the admin and teaching staff at BUHS, as well as the rest of Bishop Unified School District. So, thank you for that, Ms. Colker. And I think that's going to do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and I was Jesse Steele. Was? Oh my God, existential crisis.